this is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller. We are speaking today with Dean Manzori. He is the VP of Product Management for Unified Communications as a Service with Masergy. And Dean, how are you doing today?
Great. Thanks for having me on.
Dean, many of the listeners may not be familiar with your company. Can you give them a little background for us, please?
Sure. So Masergy is a technology company. We provide cloud networking, managed security, and, of course, cloud communications. And that's the product that I oversee.
Now, recently you have just partnered with an organization called CloudPipes. Can you fill us in on how that is going to help your organization deliver technology to your end clients?
Right. So CloudPipes may be categorized as a no-code integration platform as a service. What that means is that it allows our customers to connect any SaaS application that they have or within their organization, connect it in a meaningful way without having to have software development resources. So we've created a channel to CloudPipes, which is a normalized set of commands using our feature-rich API interface, right? So our customers have access to our feature-rich APIs, and many of them have done professional services and have integrated their business processes or a business application to our cloud communication service. Problem with that is it's difficult for an average enterprise to invest in professional services and to create automated workflows that includes communications. I mean, let's think about this. A business manager understands their business and understands how they might be able to increase productivity by having, for example, a particular call to trigger an event in Salesforce automatically, right? So both applications have APIs, but they're very isolated. They're not really directly connected, and what you need to have in between is software development to integrate these two platforms together. So what happens is the business manager will, write some requirements. It might take him a month to be exact with the requirements and to engage a software development resource to come in. And, you spend another month trying to make sure they understand your requirements properly. They go off, take 3, 4, 5 months to develop it, or maybe longer. By the time they come back, your requirements have changed. So this is one of the reasons why enterprises do not attempt to integrate communications with their workflows today. It's difficult. I mean, many of them do. Many of them that have the resources do. But it's difficult. It's difficult to invest in something that, on an integration, on a proprietary customized integration that may become obsolete sooner or later, or you're going to have some sort of a resource on your payroll to maintain this custom integration, right?
That's really a problem. I mean, the IT guys would have the same issue with some of the things that you're talking about if they were going to try and integrate. So this is a real issue for pretty much all of the companies out there today.
Right. So if you take all of these SaaS applications, they all essentially have APIs that allow you to do things to it, actions. You have things that might trigger, there's like triggers, and then there's queries. So you ask the system to give you some information back on the API. Perhaps you're doing a lookup for a phone number in Salesforce. So that's more of a query. You're telling the telephone to click, to dial a number, perhaps by a click to dial application. In that case, that's an action. And perhaps you want to start a workflow when there's an incoming call, so that's a trigger, right? So if you think of all of these SaaS applications, with Cloud Pipes, you have access to over 150 SaaS applications that are already built with a normalized channel. So if you go inside of these channels, you'll find pipes or components that are either triggers, actions, or queries. And an average business manager without any programming or coding capabilities, all they have to do is just go to this interface and drag and drop pipes and build pipelines. So as an example, during the process of creating our channel to Cloud Pipes, I was able to, within minutes, create a workflow that whenever I received a call from a particular phone number, that I would automatically create a note in Evernote, in my Evernote account. And again, it was really easy to do because it's a GUI interface, sort of like a Visio drawing, and I can drag and drop these nodes. The first one would be a trigger of me receiving a call. The condition for that trigger is if the caller ID matches with this particular caller ID or a range of numbers, right? So that once that happens, then I would create using my Evernote account to create a note. Or I did one with my Gmail so that it would send me an email. So it's easy to just create the workflow to send me an email. Again, all of this was done within minutes without having any coding or professional services required to do this. And so we are, with this, we are adding another option for our customers that are interested in creating automation, workflows, perhaps business macros, they might want to call it, to do certain things. I had a demo at Enterprise Connect recently where on the floor we had a call coming in, was triggering a workflow. I would take the workflow would take the caller ID and do a query in Salesforce. If that number existed as a contact, is one of my Salesforce objects or a contact, it would then trigger the call to be recorded. So if I get a call from someone that is not in my Salesforce ecosystem, it wouldn't record it. But it would only record if that person was a Salesforce contact or an object. So then it would start the recording, and once the call was finished, it would then take the link to the recorded call and put it in the activity history of my Salesforce contact. In addition, it would take the recording, send it to IBM Watson, another SaaS application which is in the Cloud Pipes ecosystem. It would get the transcription and also add it as an activity history. So if I go in the future, if I go into that contact in the activity history, I can see the transcript, a machine transcription of the call, but I also have a link to listen to the call. And furthermore, I can get the sentiment of the caller from IBM Watson or from a SaaS provider. And if the sentiments are then negative or considered to be negative, I can either create a ticket in Jira or a ticketing system, or we could create a new message in a predefined Slack channel, right, so that somebody could look into this. Why was this customer upset? Again, this is just my example, right? I think our customers are a lot smarter, and they'll come up with very specific workflows in ways that is meaningful and increases their productivity in ways that we can't probably imagine today. Yeah. So we have a solution that enables, empowers the business managers to integrate communications with their business macros in a meaningful way.
It's been said by many, many people that, like There's a lot of new technology out there and a lot of companies trying to make their millions. But the ones that actually really make the money are those that focus on the process and become efficient and try to take care of their customers. And those that continually evolve their internal process to make it more efficient are the ones that really become big successes. And this is really you're trying to really help out that process here, is the way it sounds, to really, most people don't have the time or the money to invest to make this happen. And you're basically providing that technology to them to just do it on their own.
Right. You know, we've already had some interested customers that want to become a beta for several different workflows. One of them is for user creation. So we have created our own set of provisioning APIs, customer-facing provisioning APIs, where customers can go ahead and create users on our platform using their own workflows or scripts. So, for example, if you've got a SaaS HR application, you can have an event-driven script that duplicates or modifies users within our platform. So if you picture an IT manager that has to help with onboarding of, 2,000 employees, they have 2,000 employees and they have people coming in and leaving, and what they are forced to do now, and for most cases, is they create the profile of the employee and in their SaaS HR application, or perhaps they use Active Directory, and when the user is created, they still have to go to the call platform and make sure that it gets added to that as well. Well, having the provisioning APIs available, now IT managers can set up their own scripts to create users automatically. So they can even leverage Cloud Pipes to do this. So they don't want to have to write that script. They can have their SaaS application connected to Cloud Pipes and use that as a trigger to create or modify or delete users. So we have a few customers that are interested in that, and that's going to be our first beta customers using the Cloud Pipes platform using our channel. It's really I'm really excited about that, because it is something that many of our customers, especially in the enterprise space where we target, our target is the Fortune 5000 global companies, and so for them, it is very important to simplify the onboarding and the provisioning process. They don't want to have to go to yet another portal to create users on the UC platform. Now they can actually synchronize the two together, and reducing their work perhaps by half.
Dean, where can many of our listeners find out more information about your company and the technology that you're offering?
Yeah, so our website has all the information for all of our products. Just go to masergy.com, and you can go ahead and search for integration platform as a service, and you will find all the resources you need to get started. And of course, feel free to contact us through the website. We'll be more than happy to entertain and to give you a full-blown demo.
And that's masergy.com. This is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller, speaking with Dean Manzuri. He is the VP of Product Management for Unified Communications as a Service with Masergy. Dean, you seem to be on the right track. A lot of enterprise customers are in desperate need of help in this area, and I think your company is well ahead of the curve on it as well.
Thank you, Don. I appreciate the time.